Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
All right. Thanks for sending your jokes this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we like to play back some of our favorites and pick the joke of the week. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one.
Yesterday, I wore something from 5 years ago, and not to brag, but it fit. Yes, it was a pair of socks, but let's be positive here, people.
Let's be positive. Here's joke of the week number two.
Scientists tell us that the sun will burn out in 5 billion years. So you know what that means?
No.
Construction on the Kennedy will have to be finished in the dark.
I get it. Here's joke of the week number three.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a salsa instructor, and John Williams will star as a student holding a bag of tortilla chips.
Okay, who's ready to dance?
I think there's been a mistake here.
Here now is joke of the week number four.
Today I started a 28-day no swearing challenge, which I will restart tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's joke of the week number five.
I took my dog to the vet for a checkup. Moments after coming into the room, the vet said, "Well, I can see Rex needs to cut down on his treats." And I said, "Oh, sorry for the confusion, Doc, but the dog's name is Snoopy. I'm Rex." And the doctor said,
"Yes, I know."
Well done, Dave.
That hurt my feelings just a little bit.
It's Dr. Dave. Here's joke of the week number six.
I saw a guy at the beach yelling, "Help, shark, help." And I'm like, "Dude, that shark is not going to help."
What are you even talking about? Here's number seven.
Hey, Dave, how do you identify a bald eagle?
I don't know. How?
All his feathers are combed over to one side.
I see.
That's a pretty good one. Here's joke of the week number eight.
Got some more questions. Can vegetarians eat animal crackers? If a parsley farmer is sued, can they garnish his wages? Does the Little Mermaid wear an algebra? Why aren't hemorrhoids called asteroids?
Just a few questions that came our way. You get four for the price of one there. Here's joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a hiring manager, and John Williams will star as an applicant.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Mirrors.
Joke of the week number 10, please.
This is nice. The cannibal who works at our local grocery store doesn't mind if you put a thumb on the scale.
You wouldn't be doing that anyway, but it's a cannibal joke, and we can't resist. Here's number 11.
Now, what do you call a one-eyed dinosaur? Do you think he saw us?
Here's joke of the week number 12.
Giraffe walks into a bar and tells the bartender, "Highball's on me."
Here's joke of the week number 13.
Hey, did you hear about the whale who fell in love with a submarine? Every time it fired a torpedo, he'd hand out cigars.
Here's joke of the week number 14.
Hey, Dave, did you know that I am super quick at mental arithmetic?
Okay, so what's 19 times 17?
22.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, but it was quick.
Which, you get a bonus joke this week, reminds us of this one.
Hey, Dave, did you know that I can type 300 words per minute? Look.
This is all gibberish, John.
Yeah.
What's your point? What are you talking about? Steve, what was the joke of the week, please?
All his feathers were combed over.
Yes. I'm going to go with that one, too. Dave Ennett liked...
I like thumb on the scale.
Thumb on the scale. Cannibal doesn't mind. Bobby K says...
I also liked thumb on the scale.
Ooh, so yes. If Pete goes with one of those two, we'll have 3 out of 5 and somebody will have earned the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Don't let that influence you, Pete.
Help, shark.
Okay, we'll randomly select a name in just a minute here and somebody will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's a question for, and thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com.